The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
He is an Army veteran, a former healthcare executive who unsuccessfully ran as a political newcomer in Minnesota's 3rd Congressional District, but now he is running for Minnesota governor. Joining us now is Kendall Qualls. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me, Benita. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So tell us, what compelled you to run for governor?
Well, you know, it is really that call to service, to be quite honest with you. You know, things are such in dire straits. I've had for months, several months, people encouraging me to get in the race. They know my background. They know my leadership. They know my values. And they felt that what I could bring to the race and what I could do as governor could be a tremendous help to the state.
Be more specific. You founded a organization called Take Charge Minnesota. What makes you different from the other Republican candidates?
Well, you know, it's the story of my life. I call it the story of my life is the is really the case study, a living case study that the American promise, the American dream is alive and well, regardless of race, regardless of social standing. And that there is a formula for that to happen in people's lives. However, we've went off track and we felt like, well, the formula really doesn't matter. But I want to make sure that people understand, especially people born in circumstances like I have. I lived part of my life, my childhood in the, basically in the housing project of Harlem. Later, my father moved me and my younger brother to live with him in Oklahoma in a trailer park. And I've told people, you know, my life, you know, I started my life that way and I've been called trailer trash, ghetto kid. I've been called a lot worse. But here's what I learned over the course of my life, that in this country, where you start in life is not where you have to stay in life. It starts with a solid education and that ability, that desire to want to do something, you know, different in your life. And if it can happen to me, it can happen to anyone. I'm not anyone exceptional. You know, I tell people we live in an exceptional country and I serve an exceptional God. And what I've done has been replicated by millions and millions of people, regardless of their ethnic backgrounds.
You're listening to Kendall Qualls. He is running for Minnesota governor. Tell us about your thoughts. I know one of the things that you're passionate about is your feeling about critical race theory. How much is that driving your desire to become governor? And share what your thoughts are on it.
Sure. Yeah, you know, that's part of it. But I think the number one primary issue, and the number one thing I'll address as governor is eliminating, reducing in a significant way the crime wave we're going through. This is not the state that we all have known, loved, and been a part of, especially our twin cities. This is not the communities that we've come accustomed to. This has happened in the last 2 to 3 years, and it's been allowed to happen, and this is going to be reversed. And in fact, I tell people, you know, Forbes magazine once called Minneapolis the cleanest, safest city in the country. And we're going to bring that back in 18 months. So that's my number one focus. And it's not a political issue. This is our governor, Governor Walz. He took an oath. His number one primary duty when he took the oath of office is to protect the citizens of which he was elected and to serve. He failed the people in that regard. Okay, so this is a leadership issue, not a political issue. It's not a Democrat or a Republican. That's number one issue primarily. And then second is the education. We have put social justice as a primary initiative in our education system at the expense of a solid education, not just in our inner cities, even our best schools. The test scores are stagnant or declining.
You mentioned Governor Walz. How would you have handled, or would you have, the COVID situation differently than Governor Walz?
Well, here's the scenario. At the very beginning of that issue, we didn't know what we didn't know. We have to allow that to play out to have a better understanding. But here's what we do know, and I agree with President Biden when he said this issue can't be handled at the federal level. It needs to be handled at the local, regional level. What's happening in Minnesota is not the same thing that's happening in New York City, and we should not have the same policies. Now, those policies will differ, and it'll be based on data and science. And what is coming out of peer review studies and the like. So that's how I would handle it. It's based on the evidence that's come out of the medical community. And I can tell you now there's not a consensus amongst the medical community on how this should be handled at a national level.
You're listening to Kendall Qualls, Republican candidate running for Minnesota governor. You've run before as a political newcomer in Minnesota's 3rd Congressional District, lost to Dean Phillips. How will this campaign, that was a federal office, how will this campaign be different here as you run for governor in the state? And what makes you think you could be successful in this run?
Well, Vanita, let me just correct you first. You described me as lost. I tell people I'm not a loser. I just haven't won yet. So let me paraphrase that or rephrase that a bit and just say, look, you know what? What you just described, what makes me believe I can be successful, well, people have been telling that my whole life, in my own community, outside my community. But here's what I know. When you have a vision, when you believe in yourself, and that is universal with others, and you can generate the passion to believe it with other people. They want to be a part of that vision. Those are the things I've done when I served in the Army, when I led, as well as when I moved and transitioned to my civilian career. You know, here's the scenario we have. People follow leaders, and leaders don't need a title to lead and solve problems. That's what I've been doing my entire career. And even if you have the title of leader, doesn't make you one.
Right. Quickly, yes or no, will you abide by the endorsement process?
Yes, I will abide by the endorsement process because I will win the endorsement. So that's what we're looking forward to.
All right. Thank you. Kendall Qualls, running for governor. Thank you for joining us this morning. We'll be back with weather and traffic.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
As the school year ramps up, so does the time your family spends online, whether it's helping with homework, managing busy schedules, or staying connected. It's a great time to refresh your digital life, but you need a digital sidekick that works quietly in the background without slowing you down. That's where Webroot comes in. Webroot offers flexible protection for individuals and families, from standalone products to all-in-one bundles. While you handle the back-to-school rush, Webroot works to block harmful websites before you click, keeps your password secure and easy to manage, and even optimizes your devices to keep them running smoothly. It's fast, light, and effective protection designed for your everyday life. Go to webroot.com/odyssey to get 60% off today. That's webroot.com/odyssey. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional. Visit webroot.com/odyssey today to get 60% off. Again, that's webroot.com/odyssey.